Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. The tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side, and still saying amen. But you beat it.
Welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Ready Church YouTube. And we're so glad to be able to come to you once again, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, oh, can't you see the signs of the time? Oh, yes, Jesus is soon to come, and we must be that ready church so we can go back with the Lord when he comes. We see all the signs of his coming around about us. Oh, what a change has come into the body of Christ. But we pray that you have continued in the faith that was once given to the saints, to the church today. We're going to continue today to talk about the church, the consecrated church. You may say, hey, what are you talking about, the consecrated church? We're talking about a consecrated church, one that has been stopped up and not doing what thus saith the Lord as they once was doing. They're no longer preaching the uncompromising word of God, but you have changed from what God has told you to do, and we've turned away from truth and now have gone to fables. We pray that you're not sitting in a consecrated church today. You need to come out of there. I mean, there's a spirit of deception in the consecrated church. There's a spirit of just being deceived in this last hour. We're no longer standing for truth and righteousness, and that's what God has called us to do. It's to stand for holiness, to stand for righteousness. Oh, yes, it's a lifestyle. I know we got entertainment for tonight and entertainment for the day, but I tell you, Jesus didn't come for to entertain anyone, but he comes to set you free and to bring you out of the bondage that you may be in on today. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever, and we thank God for that on today, and we thank God for you being a listener on today, and we pray that the Ready Church and the Contentment for the Faith are saying something to change your life in this last hour and to help you to get your focus back, to get your eyes back on the cross, get your mind back into the Word of God, and to run for your life like never before. Oh, yes, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but he don't have to kill and steal and destroy from you. You can keep your mind stayed on the Word of God. Oh, yes, I'm really excited again today. I have a special guest, as I have for a couple of weeks now, and that's Pastor Harris. I'm so glad to have you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is good. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to what?
Be glad.
Oh, yes, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, we're talking about the consecrated church, Pastor. I mean, Lord have mercy.
Amen. Today, our scripture reading is coming from Daniel, chapter 7, and verse 2. And the Bible said, Daniel spake and saw, and said, I saw in my vision by night, behold, the four winds of the heaven stroll upon the great sea, and the four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, it had eagle's wings, and I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given unto it. And behold, another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said unto it, arise and devour much flesh. These beasts represent a heartless, destructive killer. The devil is a heartless, destructive killer. And in our church, the beast, a spirit of the beast, has risen up in the church today. A heartless, destructive killer, a destructive spirit that has risen up in the house of God. We have seen the beast of false religion and false prophets rise up in the church. There has been the beast of immorality rise up in the house of God. The beast of idol worship. We have seen the beast of selfishness, the beast of apostasy rise up in the house of God. You're either going to have the mark of God upon your life, or either you're going to have the mark of the beast on your life. And the Bible said that the nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell, Psalms 9 and 17. The church is truly constipated, and they have no flow of the Holy Spirit today. If anything goes right is wrong, and wrong is right. But we just want to speak the word of the Lord to you, that you might be made free, that you might be made whole according to the word of God. God does not want you to be constipated and want you to be clogged up, but he wants you to be free in the spirit of the Lord. Amen. He wants you to know what he says and do what he says. There is a spirit in the house of God. It is the spirit of the beast, the spirit of the Antichrist. It is one who opposes Christ, one who is against Christ. And God wants you to hear the word of the Lord. He don't want you to be constipated and clogged up, that you won't be free to flow in the Holy Spirit of God, that you might hear the word of God and act upon the word of God. Amen. God wants you to be free today. And we want to just to speak the message of truth, that you might be free and that you might not be a part of the constipated church in these last and evil days.
Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, oh, yes, Pastor, we don't want to be constipated. I tell you, when you're constipated, you can't walk straight. You're bent over. But I tell you, you get the word of God in your heart and go all the way with God, I tell you, you're going to walk up straight then. And you feel so much better. Ain't that right? But Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Now, if God has made you free, you should not be yoked up and tied up and tangled up again. It says, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm telling you, being yoked up and tied up will bring bondage in your life. But Christ has come to make you and set you free and keep you free. He's brought us out of bondage so that we won't have to be enslaved again by the hand of the enemy. And I'm telling you, the devil is working fast and he's working hard, because he knows he has but a short time. He knows that Jesus is on his way back, and he's trying to deceive as many as he can. He's trying to change the word of God to fit these people's fleshly ways and their fleshly actions and their fleshly wants. And he's trying to deceive the body of Christ. But it don't have to be you. That's another sign of constipation, when you're being deceived in the church today. I'm telling you, you don't have to be deceived. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked whatsoever. He says he will, you know, he will perform it today. But you got to, you know, you got to surrender your heart to him. I'm telling you, so much in the atmosphere that comes against your mind and your thoughts to try to get you off balance and try to get you out of the will of God. That's why he said you got to keep your mind stayed on him. And the way you keep your mind stayed on him is keeping your mind in the Word of God. The pastor was talking about that on today. You got to meditate on him day and night. Ain't that right, Pastor?
Amen. Meditate day and night, as the scripture has said to us. Amen. Not just when we go to church, but your meditation should be every day.
Yes.
Upon the Word of God. And that word, meditate, not only means to think upon or ponder, but it also means to speak the Word of God. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 1, amen, it gives us a word of strength, a word that will cause us to be what God so desires for us to be, amen, so that we won't be constipated, so that when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, that we can be ready and on guard to do what God has commanded us to do in the Word of God. Whatever God orders, God will cause our life to be connected and cause us to flow in the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. The scripture says in Psalm 1, he said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And in the house of God, there's a lot of ungodly words and ungodly advice and ungodly counsel that's being spoken over people's lives. And that's why so many people are messed up and mixed up. They're confused and they're constipated because they have not heard a true word from the Lord. And we need men and women of God that will stand up for what is right, even if you have to stand alone. Stand on the Word of God. He said that the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but not one jot or tittle of the Word of God. It shall be fulfilled. It shall come to pass. If you just get a hold of the Word of God, God will propel you through whatever that you're going through. He will strengthen you according to the Word of God. The Bible says not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor to stand in the way of sinners. Amen. There are some sinners whose way have been hindered because of those who call themselves Christians and have not departed from iniquity. Amen. God, amen, calls us, amen, and he deliver us, and he wants us to depart from that spirit of iniquity. That spirit of iniquity, it is sin and overdrive. And God, amen, wants you to get away from all activity, amen, that will cause your soul to be damned, cause your soul to be lost. But he wants you to be set free by this Word of God today. He don't want you to just stay there and be constipated, amen, and can't receive the flow of the Word of God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Word of God has to say. It is the Word of the Lord that's speaking to you today, and he wants you to be free. He said, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. When you really love God, come on, you're going to love the law of God. You're going to love the law of the Word. Come on, you're going to love the Scripture. Come on, you're going to delight yourself in the things of God. You're going to enjoy the presence of God. Come on, you want to serve the Lord. And the Bible said, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Amen. Keep your heart and keep your mind stayed on him day and night. For the enemy desires to come in and to rush in and cause your life to be hindered, cause you to be constipated. The Bible says that, and he shall be planted like a tree. When you meditate in God, when you, amen, day and night, come on, he will cause strength, amen, in your spirit. Amen. He will cause your mind to be fortified. Come on. He will cause you to be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not with him. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. It is the Lord God that will cause me to prosper. It is my obedience to God that will cause me to prosper. Come on, it is not, amen, as some have spoken in this last day that they say they will cause you to prosper. But here is the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord says that he will cause you to prosper because you delight in the word of God, because you meditate in the word of God. Amen. And in this last day, there's a spirit from the pits of hell. There's a beast of, amen, that's coming, that is here right now, that is speaking lies and degradation, and people are receiving it wholeheartedly, and that's why they are constipated, because they have not received a true word from the Lord. And the scripture says that in the last days there shall be a famine of the word of God, not of bread, amen, and not of water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. And we've got a lot of people, amen, they are deaf, and they have not, amen, obeyed the word of God. They're not hearing, they're not opening their spirits to hear the word of the Lord. God does not want you to be constipated, but he wants you to be liberated, and he wants you to be free in the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
Oh, yes, Pastor. I tell you, I feel like shouting up in here. I tell you, ain't nothing like the presence of the Lord. I tell you, so much going on in this world. You want to hear a true word in this last hour, because that's the only thing that will set you free and keep you free is the word of God. Everything else is going down but the word of God. Look around you. I mean, so many things that was up are down now. I tell you, but Jesus said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He said he'll go with us all the way to the end. I tell you, and Pastor, can you tell us about the beast that's been released in these ministries of self-will?
Amen. The beast of selfishness.
Yes.
Has been released in the house of God. Selfishness simply means that you're only thinking of yourself.
Mm.
Amen. You're not thinking of those who are hurting, who are dying, who are lost.
Yes.
Amen. But God, amen, wants us to make known, amen, that there is a beast of selfishness, only thinking of themselves.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says that in the last day, this day that we live in today, that men shall be lovers of themselves. Amen. And we're seeing much of this activity and demonstration in the house of God. Amen. There are a lot of people today only thinking of themselves. The scripture says the love of many have waxed cold because they are thinking only of themselves. Amen. Because they're only mindful what they want, me, myself, and I. When a person is only thinking of me, myself, and I, it clearly identifies with sin. In the middle of the word S-I-N, sin, the word is I. And we have too many I's in the church of the living God. Come on, there is a beast of people just thinking about me, myself, and I in the house of God. Amen. There's not enough servants in the house of God. There are those who want to be serving instead of those, amen, that are serving in every capacity that is needed, amen, to those that are lost, to those that don't know Jesus, to those, amen, that need to hear your voice, that need to hear for you to share with them your witness. And the Bible said that they shall overcome, amen, the enemy, come on, by the word and by the blood and by their testimony. Come on, this is a spirit, a beast, have come in the church, and he wants to take and he wants to destroy your testimony.
Yes, I tell you, Pastor, woo, I tell you, woo, the word of God, I tell you, nothing like the word, They keep you free and set you free and keep you free. Ain't that right?
Amen.
I tell you, everything's going down by the word of God. I'm telling you, Pastor, you're talking about self-will. And a lot of these pastors, you know, I know the word of God said give honor. I mean, but these people are actually just worshiping these leaders, you know, like, I mean, you know, like over in India, those gurus, you know. It's a lot of gurus right here, you know, that are being lifted up. You know, they're taking over just like Lucifer. They're trying to take over, you know, Jesus' worship. They want to be worshiped, and a lot of people are worshiping these people. I mean, I was looking one day, and a young man was on the YouTube, and he had a picture of T.D. Jakes' name in the back of his head and had his symbol in the back of his head. I mean, these people are really, you know, have really gone off from the truth, from the word of God, and they really are constipated.
Amen.
Because I'm from the truth, you know, and the truth is God's word. If it don't line up with God's word, then it is not truth. But, you know, it's the word of God, so everything is going down but the word of God. And in this last hour, we got to run like never before. It's getting late. I mean, it's all right to give honor to your pastor, but to worship, Jesus is the only one supposed to be worshipped. He said if he be lifted up, he'll draw men to himself. He don't need men to, you know, these pastors to try to take his place because you can't do it. Ain't that right, Pastor?
Amen. So true.
Yeah, well, we got to worship only the true and living God. You know, in this last hour, we give our worship only to him. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Ain't that right, Pastor?
Amen. Our worship exclusively belongs to God. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yes.
Amen. The beast not only identifies with a nation, amen, but it also identifies with people that have this destructive character and nature about themselves.
Yes.
And certainly the beast and this constipated spirit has risen up in our nation and in the house of God. Amen. And the church is tolerance of everything that God says not to tolerate. Amen. God loves the sinner, but he hates sin.
Yes.
Amen. And God wants us to preach a truth that will cause folks to be made free, to be made whole, to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. There is the beast of spiritual and moral decline in the house of God.
Yes.
There is a spirit of apostasy in the house of God in these last and evil days. Right is wrong, and wrong is right. It simply means that the church is spiritually constipated. Amen. And we need to work it out. Come on, the Holy Ghost needs to work some things out through us that we can get a pure flow of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. But certainly, amen, we advocate, amen, that you get out of these constipated, spiritual, moral declining churches and
yes.
get somewhere that is preaching a word of God that causes your spirit man and your life to be more healthy and vibrant for the glory of God. For there are many that are held captive by the beast and by the enemy and by the devil himself. He is a destructive killer. Amen. And God wants us to preach the abundance of life and the abundance of the word. Amen. That folk might be made free and might be made whole. And whom the Son have set free.
All right.
It is free indeed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, you hear all these, some of these pastors preaching, talking about money coming, but sure enough, we know Jesus is coming.
Yes.
Oh, we see the signs. He's coming, and you can get your house in order today.
Amen.
Pastor, can you lead us in?
Father, we thank you today for those that are hearers and listeners and receivers. We pray that the Spirit of God will move upon them. We pray, God, that you would deliver those that are in constipated churches and constipated situations. God, we pray, God, for your mighty hand to move upon them and deliver them and heal them and make them whole and cause them to be mighty men and mighty women of God who will stand and withstand against the wiles of the devil, stand against the beast or the Antichrist spirit that's already in the world, that they would stand upon your word, that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon them, and that they will do everything that you, God, put in their hearts to do in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name, God is exalted. Come on. God is, Jesus is exalted.
Yes.
And come on, the devil is defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus Christ
is Lord.
Is Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I see we have some callers today, Pastor. Let's see.
Amen.
Caller, are you there? We have a few callers today, Pastor.
Amen.
Caller, are you there?
Praise the Lord.
Caller, are you? Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank
the Lord.
God again for the message. Thank God for the Ready Church.
Right.
Thank God, I really enjoyed the message. I thank God of how you all in informing God's people in this last hour to really stay alert and to pay attention. And again, if they are sitting in one of these constipated church, Lord, help them to get out of that church as fast as possible and get into a church that's teaching the uncompromised word of God on today. Thank you all and continue to keep God's people alert and ready in this last and evil day. And to God be the glory. Love you, Ready Church. Be blessed.
Love you too. God bless you. We're going to a break right now, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for the Ready Church, Contending for the Faith.
And put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright. And they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. How you feel?
Praise the Lord. We're back. Caller, we have another call online. Caller, are you there? Praise the Lord. Caller, are you there? We have a caller. Call, are you there? It seems that we may have lost the caller. But nevertheless, we are the Contending for the Faith broadcast, and we are going to continue to contend for the faith that was given to the saints in this last hour. And to God be the glory, continue to listen to the Ready Church Contending for the Faith. God bless you. Signing off.
Put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right. And they both took a bite and lost their lives.